Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Tough Talk Christian Radio. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help take you to the next step in your relationship with Christ. Tough Talk Christian Radio is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Well, good morning. Good morning, everyone. I'm hoping that you're having a great Sunday already. I know it's early, especially on the West Coast. It's real early. But here in Houston, as I look outside, it's daylight and it's a little rainy and probably 60 degrees and humid. Now, I'm not showing off our winters here in Houston. I'm just saying that I feel sorry for everyone out there that's below zero or in snow. Anyway, great show lined up today. Today is a real special day here at our house. And I just want to go over a couple things before we bring on our guest. Today is my wife's birthday. Now, I know, guys, we're not supposed to be talking about the different things with our wives, ages, birthdays, all that stuff. But today's a special day, and I want to explain why. You know, it kind of relates to our show, Defending Faith. Faith is a tough situation. We go through things, and when things are going smooth, when we're on the mountaintop, faith seems something so easily acquired, and it's just easy to have faith. But when you're down in the valley, what happens to that faith? Does it get challenged? Do you question it? Do you wonder? So I want to tell you a quick story. My wife has been battling a health issue since probably I believe March, maybe April of last year, 2016. Went to the doctors and they told her that they had to remove her pancreas. Well, they say you could live without it, but it's not really the life you want to live. So that was kind of a freak out moment. We prayed on it, and you know, we waited, and we decided to try some holistic stuff, and well, we tried a lot of different things. And as my wife went through the pain for 6, 7, 8 months, it just never went away. People prayed all around the country. They were just praying for Wendy, praying like crazy, and it helped her restore her faith. But in the times, you know, when everyone goes to sleep and you're laying awake in bed by yourself, or you're sitting in a room and no one's there, where does your mind go? How does it just wander off into different places we shouldn't go? And then how do we feel about our faith, you know, when we're not staying true to it? Maybe we're wavering. And then more people comment and pray and do different things for her to help her get through her process. Well, I got to tell you, it renews your faith. It almost makes you feel guilty for not having faith with so many hundreds of people praying for you. So long story short, a week ago, let's put it this way. 2 weeks ago tomorrow, Wendy had surgery. They only had to remove half of her pancreas. Yay. She only is able to lead a normal life now. There's no nothing to do with diabetes or a pump for insulin or anything like that. So everything went well. But here's my point, folks. Today's Wendy's birthday. Now, I can tell you for sure, 6, 8 months ago, she didn't know whether she was going to celebrate this birthday. She wanted to, like we all do. We want what we want, but we're not willing to go through the struggle to get to where we got to go to. Now, look, it could be, you know, trying out for the flag football team. You got to sacrifice in order to make the team. It could be to get married and have a great life. You have to sacrifice. And when God puts us through these different challenges with our health, We have to sacrifice. We have to sacrifice so we can learn. Now, there's stuff that Wendy learned out of this that will make her better. Better as a Christian, better as a person. But most importantly, she knows that her faith wavered but never went away. Her friends and her prayer warriors allowed her to stay true to faith because of their consistent faith in the Lord and prayer. So if you're out there and you're struggling, get some people to pray with you. If you're going through health issues, just know that the Lord will take you to where he wants you to go. It's a shame, but we scream and kick along the way, but that's okay because we were designed that way. So it's real important here to surround yourself with like-minded Christians so that you can stay true to your faith, okay? And you'll find yourself defending your faith as time goes. It's a funny way to learn things, I guess, but it's the only way that we as people learn. So, once again, happy birthday to Wendy Gambone. I'm not giving away the age, but I can tell you one thing. It's a great day in the Gambone home when Wendy has her birthday and has no pain after 8 months, no pain. Jesus is awesome. God has blessed us in so many ways. He has showed us how to lean on our friends, lean on him, and how to stay true to our faith, even when it wavers. So I just want to say big thanks to everyone out there and big happy birthday to Wendy Gambone. Okay, so my show today is an awesome show. It's awesome every Sunday. Catherine Views and Calvin Ray are my guests today. Catherine will be up first as soon as we do a little housekeeping and take a commercial break. But I'm looking at her book, Teaching Others to Defend Christianity, What Every Christian Should Know. I love getting books from my guest. I apologize because I never have enough time to read the whole book. But it's kind of funny. Like, I'm always able to maybe play book roulette where I just open up to a page that hits me. So I want to say thank you in advance to Catherine for sending me her book. Now, if you want to connect with us, you can get on Facebook at Tony Gambone, Tough Talk Radio Network. You can find us on Twitter at TTR Network. You can just find us everywhere. So if you just type in our name, Tough Talk Radio Network, Tony Gambone, or Tough Talk Christian Radio in your browser, and we'll pop up. We love to bring people on the show as a guest to show off what they're doing so that others will know it's okay to speak about doing good things and helping others, or to speak about their journey, the tough times, the ups and downs, the valleys and the mountains of their life, what has taken place. So that helps others get through their process as well. So make sure to check us out at toughtalkradionetwork.com, or you can go to toughtalkchristianradio.com and register to be a guest. We have other shows on the network as well, and new shows coming on in the month of February and March. So we're super excited about that. So I'm going to take a commercial break, and when I come back, I'm going to bring up my first guest and learn about how she's teaching others to defend Christianity with her book. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
All right, welcome back to Tough Talk Christian Radio. My name is Tony Gambone. If you're just tuning in with us, we're here every Sunday from 7:30 to 8:30 Central Standard Time. We're coming to you live out of Houston, Texas. As I mentioned, my first guest, Catherine, she has an engineering background. I love reading people's bios when they come on the show because we're just not ready to understand where they came from. They're just strong Christians from all different parts of the world. So her background in engineering led her to a career involved with missile design, commercial rocket manufacturing, and NASA launch vehicle programs. From that experience, she realized people had difficult and challenging questions for religion in general and Christianity in particular. So those challenges to her faith led Catherine to pursue a way to bring thinking minds into faith in Jesus by affirming God's existence and explaining the truth of Christianity. Now, that's a mouthful, right? But here's a young lady that was designing missiles and now is doing God's work. So I just want to waste no time. Catherine, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Tony. I appreciate it.
I love the story here about your real job and then what you decided to do. Okay. So it seems like it's hard to maybe comprehend, but you picked a more important part, even though designing missiles and NASA is really, really important. What brought you to that? What made you just go there?
I think it was a long path in the making that took many years for God to finally show me this is where he was directing me. And I think he took me on that journey for that very specific reason, to have that engineering, that science, critical thinking kind of background along the way, because it helped show me you can apply that same kind of logic and scientific reasoning to your faith, which was new for me. I became a Christian at a young age, grew up in a strong Christian home, and so I was raised in the church, but even along the way through my childhood, I was encountering different challenges on that intellectual aspect of believing. And, you know, most churches just say, well, just have faith or just read your Bible more, but that doesn't cut it all the time, because, you know, you can still put logic to what you believe. And so as I went through school and encountered all those different questions I'd never heard before, and it really made me dig in and really take stock of, you know, how do I know for sure that what I believe is true? And more importantly, how do I explain that to somebody else who has a very analytical way of approaching things that's not just going to say, well, just take it on faith, and because that implies that it's blind faith, and it's really not. You know, that's not the faith that Hebrews talks about. It's the being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you do not see. So there's an element of certainty and confidence that we can have in our faith. And so I think God took me through that path, through the hard sciences, to kind of be able to apply that logic to biblical reasoning. And so I think it's neat to look back and see that he had that plan for me all along. It just took me a while to figure out that's where it was headed.
Hmm. It's interesting how God takes us on a journey that we're not really sure of where we're going. And then when we can turn around and look back and go, oh, that's just awesome what I just did. You know, and I know we say that that's because if we knew ahead of time, we'd probably mess it up. But when we talk about faith, and a lot of people look at it as blind faith because we can't touch, smell, or feel God in a sense. So as Americans, as people, if we can't, there's no proof, we're really don't have time for that. So how do you deal with people that say, you know, oh, you know, that's just a bunch of malarkey. There's really no God. It's just science. How do you get through that where it's, I don't know, it's kind of like it's not common sense anymore. It's just something that you have to truly believe. Like for me or my wife, we just had to go through an experience that kind of makes you feel secure about it. But how about people that haven't experienced anything like that? How do you have that conversation with them?
Well, that's a great point, because I think as a believer, we all in our minds go back to you, because we've experienced God in a very real and you know, as tangible as you can kind of way. But that's hard to explain to somebody else who has not experienced that, or maybe experienced something, but they want to attribute that to their previous worldview. You know, Muslims are going to attribute things to Allah, and Hindus to karma. So it's hard to fully reach out just on the experience basis alone, because you're having to say, well, my experience is valid because it's with the true God, and what you experience is invalid. And that's a very difficult conversation to have with somebody based on experience alone. And so to me, you really can go into the realm of science and philosophy and reasoning and understand that there has to be an explanation to certain things that we observe. You know, true science can only take you so far in understanding the way things work, but it draws out of you the understanding that something had to put the why and the purpose and the intent behind it on top of all that science. And that's kind of what led me into this path of teaching apologetics, or, you know, the big fancy word for saying, how do we use that reasoning to defend our faith position? And because I discovered that was a great way for me personally to try to reach my lost friends, is to expose maybe their faulty logic and resting on an atheistic explanation, that can't fully explain and account for the things that we see and observe in this world. It doesn't explain everything that we even study in science. So I wanted to start teaching other people all these amazing truths that I found, because to me, it became simpler to accept and understand and stand firm on once you understood some of those basic principles and ideas behind the truth of Christianity. And so I wanted to start teaching in particular the next generation of youth. You know, they were about to walk out of their protected little Christian home bubble and walk into the world and be hammered with those same kind of questions. So that's really where it started, as kind of a teaching moment for me, was with youth. But since then, it's grown into adult classes and outside my church and across the community, and I'm just seeing that people of all ages and backgrounds want to know, how do they defend their faith in light of a lot of the skepticism that the world has right now, especially in our culture, because it is a much more intellectual type of skepticism. How do you know God exists? How do you know that evolution doesn't disprove this? And they want a lot of fact-based logic. And so that's what I wanted to set forward, is, you know, kind of cataloging this method to progress from believing in nothing and understanding there is logic to a God. There is a logical understanding that it must be the Christian God, and that we can trust the scriptures, and that Jesus Christ really is the Son of God. And so that's kind of the progression that I like to take with my classes, and that's how the book walks you through coming to an understanding of who Jesus is, using that logical step-by-step, let's build on this case until we can find who Jesus really is.
Well, I like that, because I find that, myself included, a lot of times we don't want to speak about God because we don't feel as though we can defend it. And this
right.
will give you an opportunity to be able to defend your conversation, or at least have a reference to go to by telling people to get the book, Teaching Others to Defend Christianity. So
right.
what made you decide to write the book?
That's a good question, because I never in my wildest dreams thought I would be writing a book. That was nowhere part of my path or plan. Clearly, it was something that God wanted to bring together. And even though I had studied all kinds of great resources out there, there weren't any that I could then pick up and go teach from. You know, I said I did a lot of this study just personally so that I would have confidence in my faith and so I could be a better witness to my friends. But when I wanted to start teaching it, I didn't have anything that said, okay, lesson one, talk about this, and lesson two, do this, and this is what you can teach in 1 hour. And so I wanted to take all this research that I had done, and I needed to figure out, if I'm going to teach this, what can I teach in 1 hour, and what are the essentials? Because you can't argue every single point. You know, someone's always going to have some question that you don't know the answer to. You know, that's just the nature of it. So it's not necessarily preparing yourself for every single question that a skeptic brings. So to me, it was preparing them for the essential questions that everyone has to answer at some point. And so I wanted to put it together in a book so that other people could take it and teach it. So my intention of this was not just to add another one that you could, you know, go read and research, which of course you could, but I kind of wanted to take all that research out there and boil it down to kind of like the Cliff Notes version. You know, here's the summary here's the essentials, and here's how you can teach it in your small group, to your children, to your homeschooling group, to your Sunday school class. You know, take this, and this is kind of your how to defend your faith 101. Here are the basics that you have to understand. And to me, those basic questions came down to, does God exist? Is it the Christian God? And is Jesus really who he claimed to be? Because I saw that as the essential questions. If you can know there's a God, then you have to ask, which God is it? And when you can see that Christianity is unique in what it offers and stands alone as truth in light of all the other religions out there, then you have to explore further. Okay, well then, all of that hinges on Jesus. So we need to now investigate, was he really God, and did he really raise from the dead? And at the end of that, you can kind of leave the question, okay, now you see all this put together, you see the evidence, you see the facts, you then have to make a decision about what are you going to do with Jesus now? Now that you know who he is and why he's here and how he really is God, what are you going to do with it? So I felt like that was a critical way to structure kind of how we approach witnessing in this very analytical, critical thinking kind of culture that we're in.
Mm. I like the fact that you show them who Jesus is, who God is. They understand that. And now the take action part of it, I guess, is the,
right.
is the you know, because we can read and we can preach, but actions show everything. What I like about your book, okay, is that every chapter is like a 1 hour study. It's,
yes.
It's like, you know, so it is a teaching book. And so if people out there are struggling with this, maybe your children are struggling with the fact. I know my youngest, you know, he'll argue for days about it. This is a book that can show you how to separate some of the stuff, how to be more aware of the facts or the explanations.
Right.
And then, of course, it comes down to a decision. Some people just don't want to commit to that because they lose the argument.
Right.
And I think that's when God comes in and, I think he takes you on a little travel road that makes you want to submit to anything he says just because you don't want any more of what he's given you. So he's got a great sense of humor like that. I mean, he does. I mean, you can fight it all you
right.
want. Eventually, you're going to get there one way or another, kicking and screaming or voluntarily,
right.
you know. So I really believe that. And now that I believe that, I just don't want no more of it. So I try to stay on the right side of the fence with my Christianity.
Right.
What is the plan moving forward for the next book?
Oh, well, that's a great question because I am in process of writing another book, hopefully, if my publisher will have me back. And again, it's based off of classes that I've taught, which was kind of how this first book grew. It was just from me teaching it and seeing the need and the hunger for people of all walks of life to want to learn, you know, how do I answer those tough questions? So the next series that I've taught on has dealt with suffering because I feel like that's another big stumbling block. And I love your intro and talking about your experience because I think the second book kind of walks into that and actually went through a similar experience recently with my mother as she was diagnosed with leukemia last year. And I talk about that some in the book as well. But it goes to the question of if we suffer, does that mean that God's not there? Does that disprove his existence? If we go through pain and sorrow and evil that we see in the world around us, does that negate God's existence? And so I start off the book with that kind of defending that God still is real and he's still there even when we suffer. And in fact, our suffering proves that God exists. It's kind of an interesting way to look at it. But we can still have confidence. God is there. So the first lesson in that, because it's still going to be structured the same way as a teaching tool. So the first lesson of that would be how we know God still exists. But then the remaining five lessons would be covering, okay, so as a believer, how does God deal with suffering in the Bible? And so I really want to draw out those biblical examples of suffering and how we can learn that God uses it for all types of purposes. Sometimes it is a direct consequence for our sin. Sometimes it's to teach us. Sometimes it's to grow us closer to him, to draw us into salvation. So it's really amazing when you really look at the Bible. It kind of is a giant book on suffering and how God uses it to glorify his name in all kinds of different ways. And so I wanted to provide that kind of as a way of comfort to believers that there is hope and there's purpose, because I think the saddest thing is to think that our suffering has no purpose. I think that would be a very depressing way to look at things. But to see that God is always working things for his glory is what gives us hope, I think. So that is what I would like to bring out as book number two, if we can get it there one day. So.
Well, I'm sure you're going to be getting it there. What I find interesting is that as a society, well, that's probably a whole nother show. We're very, you know, we really feel like we're entitled. And so what happens is when we are going through those hard times, the first thing we want to do is blame anything and everything for what's not going right, whether it's health, finances, your daily life. But at the end of the day, we are the cause of everything that we do. We do have the ability to fight it. And with God on our side, we have a chance to beat it. Now, we're not all supposed to recover and you know,
right.
have that story. God has different plans. I think that when you start questioning the different things without doing research, well, you're kind of like the child that wants his parents to let him do whatever it is he wants to do, and without listening to any reasoning or understanding. So it's really
right.
important as adults that we go back to when we were raising children or when we were a child and look at the facts that we couldn't always understand every single step of the way. We just had to trust our parents to
mm-hmm.
get us there because they loved us. Now, I mean, it sounds great. Just trust God. He loves you. He'll get you there. What God? I can't see him. I don't know him. I don't touch him. I can't smell him. Which God? So the
right.
argument's always going to be there. And I think it's there so that others like yourself can defend your faith
right.
and show people. So there wasn't something in your life that happened. I'll give you for instance. So I do Tough Talk Christian Radio because after suffering with a disease for 40 years and finding the Lord in the early 50s, that I seen a miracle happen. And when I say a miracle, what the pastor prayed over me is what the surgeon said to me the day after surgery. Just
wow.
incredible. So, you know, I was going in with the idea that, hey, if you say God's in a rock, I'll carry the rock around. As long as I get healed, I don't want to die yet. And when I came out of it, I was like, holy cow, this is blowing me away. I'm committed now. I'm in. Give me 110%
right.
of Jesus, you know, because how does that happen? But not everyone mm-hmm. gets to experience that. So I think it's important that people mm-hmm. tell their stories. And for instance, for yourself, was there a health issue? Was there something that came along that made you say, hey, I'm struggling here. I got to research it and figure it mm-hmm. out and then put it into a book. And now it's a small group study and you speak to groups of people. What brought you to that?
Well, I think it really was just the challenges that I faced from people around me when they started, you know, honestly, a lot of it went back to evolution. Well, why would you believe God? Because evolution answers everything. And I was like, that doesn't make sense, though. You know, scientifically, that doesn't make sense. There's more to explaining our existence than what evolution can provide. And so that was probably the first major issue that I wanted to start studying and researching. And it still brings you back down to, you know, how do I know that God exists? And for me, I know not everybody's wired the way that I am, but I always go back to what do I know intellectually? Because your emotions will drive you through all kinds of different answers and seeking through different solutions. And so in those times of emotional waves of ups and downs, I go back to, okay, I might feel this way, or I might feel like God's not here, or I might feel like there's this distance or whatever, but what do I know? Okay, well, I know God exists, and I know he loves me, and I know he sent his son and died on the cross for me, and I know I walk through life forgiven and with grace and mercy from, you know, this holy and just God that's out there. And so then whatever I'm feeling at the moment, I can place it on that bedrock of foundation that I have confidence in what I know. I might feel things differently as we go through our days, because we all do, but I know what I know, and I'm confident in that. And I think that's important for people to go back to. Like you said, go back to what do we understand versus how do we feel about it all the time? Because your feelings will lie to you, but we can always go back and have confidence in the scripture and what has God told us, and we can stand firm on that word. And so I find that to be a very important thing to show other people. And then again, have them show more. You know, we need to teach this in the church. It needs to come back to our small groups and be able to show others that there is this confidence that they can have.
Mm. So I want to touch on small groups for a second, because I really think this book is a huge tool for anyone that's in a small group, leads a small group, thinking about leading a small group. Most people say, I don't think I would be any good at that. This book gives you the tools that you need to do that. Now, when people use the word Satan, that he travels in there and he locks in and jumps in the way of your faith and your beliefs, and, you know, he just causes havoc. So there we go again. Now we have to try to believe something that we don't know. But if you take the time to look or talk to like-minded people in your community of Christians and find out what their experiences were, if you can have those conversations, I think that's what helped my wife the most.
Yes.
To understand that other people had similar situations or similar problems.
Right.
And the timing of it. Okay, when they called, or they, you know, social media is a great tool to use for prayer warriors.
Mm-hmm.
But the timing
it
could only be God timing it like that there, because, heck, we're just not that smart, you know, or have the, you know, the idea to even do it. So when those types of things take place, I think it's really important for someone to have a conversation with someone that they know that has a strong faith. Because it makes sense. One, because we wanted to, because we want to be healed. But two, it pushes us back on the track of the train that we need to be on for Christianity so that we can stay on board there, right? So I think that that's really important, is to have a small group connection. I know that.
Yes, it is.
54 years, I made friends in small groups that I had never had friends like in all that time prior to that. So it's really, really important if you're out there. And if you're out there and your church is looking for a small group study to go over, this would be a great book to introduce to them, Teaching Others to Defend Christianity, What Every Christian Should Know. Now, Catherine, I know that we're up against the clock here, and I could keep on going. I'm really excited about what you're doing. Okay,
thank
so
you.
I know that you're in Alabama. And I know from looking at your website, defendthefaithministry.com, they can find your book. They could also connect with you, okay? And your book's everywhere. So if they just type in Teaching Others to Defend Christianity, it'll pop up. But
Right.
Now, do you leave the state of, you know, that you're in to speak to others, or are you just in your community? What's your plan there?
Well, I would love to. That's definitely something on the horizon, is just, you know, more speaking engagements. I have traveled across the state line a few times to introduce the study. Sometimes I'll just go for one speaking engagement, sometimes to kind of kick off a small group study. So I would love to travel more, to go around and just spread the word and give confidence back to the believers that they can defend their faith. And like you said, the book is there for you to lead your small group. It's only 6 chapters. So it's not too overwhelming. Each chapter is a one-hour lesson. There's discussion questions at the end of each chapter, so you can do it just kind of as a book study. And if you want to teach as a lecture, I offer all of the presentation charts that I use when I teach are available at my publisher's website for free. So you can go download those and teach your own class. That's what it's all about, is just teaching others. So
have you thought about, because my mind is working now. I'm a small group leader. I just actually took a break from leading a men's group for 2 years. But does this target men, women, both, couples?
What would you recommend?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's interesting. It sounds like it's the too good to believe. It's for everybody, for all people. But it really is. I started teaching it to the 9th and 12th grade group in the youth. but it's written on an adult level to challenge them in their thinking. And so I've taught it, you know, as young as 11. That's a little young, but they'll still understand the concepts, the major ideas. As old as 85, men and women, stay-at-home moms, retired, you know, doctors. So it really is for anyone, any denomination, anyone that calls on Jesus Christ as their Savior would benefit from reading this. So all walks of life, all backgrounds, it's been applicable to everyone. So, it really is good for men's groups, women's groups, youth groups, whichever.
Okay, so here's my question for you, Catherine. I'm always thinking ahead, okay. and maybe it's just the brain that I'm stuck with. But there's a lot of ways to use the internet with no cost to record each chapter with you speaking. Have you looked into that?
Yes, that's on. Hopefully through this semester, I will actually get that underway. I've recorded one lesson because I was going to be absent while I was teaching the class last fall. So that's the only lesson that I've got recorded right now, but it is definitely my plan to get the rest of them laid down, and I'm looking into that right now, the best way to go about that and how to make that available for folks. So, so stay tuned. Some of that will be available shortly, I hope.
Well, just a recommendation. I want you to check out Zoom,
ZOOM.com. Okay.
Yeah, check it out. You can do 45-minute recordings for free. It's very easy to use. You can share your screen. It can be you. It can be your PowerPoint. It can be everything there. And you download the videos to YouTube, okay, as long as they're 45 minutes. Now, I mean, even if you get the paid version, I think it's $10 a month for unlimited time. But you can then create the YouTube videos there. And so now people can get the book and show the YouTube video as part of their small group session.
Okay, great. I'll check it out for sure. Thank you.
If you go to like Lifeway and stuff like that and you show them what you're doing, who knows what they might pick up? Guy that's done crazier things.
Yes, that's true. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. Well, thank you.
Unfortunately, we're at the end of our interview, and I just wanted to make sure that one of the things I like to ask my guest is, leading into 2017, a year that no one expected to be the way it is so far, who could have predicted this? But that's like another month of shows. What is it that you would say to someone in 2017 that they should think about doing to change the way their life is going, other than read your book?
Right. Buy my book. No, I'm kidding. I would encourage folks to actually study the Bible itself. A lot of times we do just a little 5-minute devotion, which doesn't really get us into God's Word. But I've found over the past several years that when you do an in-depth, verse-by-verse walk through a chapter at a time, book at a time in the Bible, you learn so much and you can grow so much in your walk with God, because now you're really studying Him and learning Him. And that's really should be, as a believer, our life's pursuit is knowing God. And I know in our culture that very quick instant gratification, you know, hey, 5 minutes here, you can, you know, look like a model, 5 minutes here, you can lose all this weight, you know, everything we wanted in an instant, you know, how quickly can I get it done? But that should not be our approach to studying God's Word. And so instead of just saying, well, I'm going to do, you know, 5-minute devotion where you read one little verse and you kind of read a paragraph or two about it and then say a prayer that's written for you, take time to really dive into God's Word and really study it, really learn the context. Who is He talking to at that time? What are the people doing? And you'll be amazed at how God is working. And when you step back and see His hand guiding the Israelites through the Old Testament to reveal who Jesus is in the New Testament, your mind will be blown away, and you'll just all the more want to worship and glorify this great God in everything that you do. So I would say 2017, set aside more time to read the Bible itself.
I like that. And you are 100% right. I find myself in that trap myself. I'm reading, and it's kind of like it's a check the box type of reading. I want to make sure I get it in first thing of the day, but I don't take the time to dig a little deeper. I read a couple different devotionals only because I've actually been reading two men's devotionals for 3 years now. I just like what they inspire me to do every day. But the Bible is correct. It is something that you need to understand where Jesus was, what was going on, why they were doing what they were doing, and what is it that you're supposed to get out of it. Now, unfortunately, that takes a thinking brain, and we have to think, and we have to participate.
True.
And that's where the breakdown comes, and myself included. Yeah. I mean, that is because we're busy. You know, we woke up 5 minutes late, and that gives us a reason to cut off 30 minutes of our morning. You know, so it's really a commitment. I call it being obedient. So,
yes,
appreciate your time today. Okay. I hope that
thank you so much for having me on. It's been wonderful.
Please let everyone know how they can connect with you and get you to speak in their church or their community.
Okay. They can, like you said, just go to the website. It's defendthefaithministry.com, and they can find all that information there, where to get the book, how to contact me if they want me to speak or just have any questions or just want to ask, share with me their experiences and challenges that they may face. And I write a blog, so they'll hopefully, you can sign up for the newsletter so you can stay in tune with my writings, and I try to address different apologetic type questions and how we can put our brains to work with our faith. So definitely check out defendthefaithministry.com.
Well, we appreciate your time today, and I look forward to the next book coming out. We have to have you back on the show.
Okay, great. Sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. Folks, we're going to take a short break and wrap up the show. We, unfortunately, our second guest, I got a note here, didn't call in for some reason, but I'm sure we'll get him on the next show. So let's take a short break and come back and recap with Catherine's interview here. Now, make sure to go to defendthefaithministry.com. Get the book. I'm promising you. This is a book, if you're looking for a good study book, for a good small group book, I'm promising you. Okay? And you guys know, if you listen to me weekly, I don't do too many of the promises. This book is well worth it. It's $12 to buy the book. So if you're looking to make a difference, this is the book you should get. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back and wrap up the show.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
All right, welcome back to Tough Talk Christian Radio. We just had a great interview with Catherine Buse, who is out of Atlanta, Georgia. I'm sorry, Alabama. Excuse me. She's out of Alabama, Huntsville, I believe, out of Alabama. Find out more by going to defendthefaithministry.com. Check her out. Get the book, Teaching Others to Defend Christianity. I guarantee you'll like the book. Make sure to let us know what you think of the book, what you thought of the interview today, by emailing me at info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. My name is Tony Gambone. We're here every Sunday from 7:30 to 8:30. Make sure to tune in with us. We appreciate all the stuff that everyone does out there. Big thanks to Catherine for taking time out today and for doing what she's doing to help Christians gain more faith, defend their faith, do more teaching, have more understanding, and most importantly, being willing to take some time out to learn more about what the Lord is doing in our world and how he can benefit us if we participate. Once again, my name is Tony Gambone. I hope everyone has a blessed week, and we'll see you next week.
You have been listening to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com for more information.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.